More than 2 million students, staff, and faculty at the Maricopa Community Colleges may have had troves of valuable personal information stolen from the district's computer network last April. The situation raised concerns about the vulnerability of computer systems at all of the colleges and universities across the state. Scott Talboom is Director of Technical Advancement at Coconino Community College in Flagstaff.
Our goal is always to stay one step ahead as much as we can. You know, our IT team is constantly updating systems, furthering their own personal education, attending conferences when they can, all those kinds of things to be able to stay one step ahead of the hackers.
It took the Maricopa College District 7 months before officials announced the possible breach. So far, it has agreed to spend up to $14 million for computer system upgrades and to provide free credit checks for staff and students. Getting colleges to respond to questions about cybersecurity wasn't too easy. Mike Lang is a spokesman at Yavapai College in Prescott, and he says even doing this interview could jeopardize cybersecurity at his school.
We don't want to paint a target on our back, because if you talk about, oh yes, we've done this or we've done that, and that information becomes public, then it's like you're daring someone to try to overcome what you've done.
This fear of hackers has become a concern for the Obama administration, too. In 2009, the president made a White House speech outlining his plan to strengthen internet security for individuals, corporations, government, and colleges.
Cyberspace is real, and so are the risks that come with it. It's the great irony of our information age. The very technologies that empower us to create and to build also empower those who would disrupt and destroy.
This week, the Washington think tank Brookings Institution urged internet companies and stakeholders to move faster to adopt the president's recommendations to minimize cyber risks. Terry Krasinski is a founder of the Chicago-based cybersecurity firm Haylock. He says although colleges are doing their best to curb cyber attacks under tight budgets, they'll always be targeted by hackers because they have large networks full of data and are slow to change because of deep bureaucracy.
They have immature risk management, and this is probably the number one thing that they can work on right away, is understanding and prioritizing what do they need to do and where their risk is.
Krasinski urges Arizona colleges to do more training and conduct more thorough background checks of IT personnel. He says the schools also should do more encryption of sensitive information to keep the hackers confused. Steve Shadley, KJZZ News, Phoenix.